If you follow golf, you know Rory McIlroy won the British Open over the weekend. But perhaps you didn't notice that way down in the open standings, there was a golfer from China. Wu Ashun didn't get very far this time, but some say China is a country with a bright future in golf. That's one of the takeaways from a new book that the world's Clark Boyd has been reading.
In China, just because something is banned doesn't mean it can't boom. That's the tagline for Dan Washburn's book, The Forbidden Game, Golf and the Chinese Dream.
Golf has definitely had a complicated relationship with China.
Start with this fact, says Washburn. In 1949, Mao Zedong banned the game, deeming it bourgeois.
Mao denounced it as the sport for millionaires. Existing golf courses were dug up and repurposed. The Hongqiao Golf Club in Shanghai is actually now home of the Shanghai Zoo.
But, Washburn says, things started to change 30 years ago. That's when the first modern golf course, designed by none other than Arnold Palmer, opened in China.
But it still had an image problem, and it still does today. It's known as the rich man's game, and it is. It's a prohibitively expensive pursuit. It's tied to corruption in the minds of many, and it's not something that the government is eager to embrace, at least publicly. You're not going to see, you know, President Xi Jinping playing around with President Obama anytime. It's just, it's too touchy of a subject because you're in a country with, you know, nearly a billion people living on less than $5 a day, and the average round of golf costs upwards of $150.
Little wonder, then, that statistically speaking, 0% of the Chinese population plays the game. Still, even if only a handful of Chinese are playing, that handful can be about a million people. Washburn focuses on one of those million who really wanted to play golf. His name is Zhou Shunshu. He grew up helping his parents on their farm, but then in his early 20s, he moved to the city to find work.
And he landed a job as a security guard. And he happened to be a security guard at a thing called a golf course. He had no idea what golf was at the time.
But Joe watched.
He studied the game. He studied the movements of the players and just so badly wanted to play. And so he started kind of plotting how he could do this in secret.
The problem was low-level employees like Joe weren't allowed to play.
But Joe found ways around this. He even went so far as to make some practice clubs with the discarded shafts of clubs and then put a cement head on it using a cut-off water bottle. Then he would go up to the roof of the worker dormitory and just swing. And with a little bit of anger because he was so frustrated that he wasn't able to play on the course.
And then one day, in a moment worthy of Hollywood, Joe got his chance. His bosses were on the driving range testing out some new golf clubs. Joe said, "Hey, leader, can I have a shot?" Joe recounts what happens next in this documentary posted to YouTube. They said I could try it, Joe says. It was my first time touching a real club. Joe says, I was excited, you know. I missed the ball twice. On the third try, I hit the ball, more than 300 yards. And my boss said, hey, you're not bad. Author Dan Washburn goes on to trace Joe's rise from security guard to golf instructor to competitor on China's fledgling professional golf circuits. Over the course of writing the book, Joe and Washburn became good friends.
Joe is the ultimate underdog, and I do find his story inspiring. I find him inspiring, and I'm lucky to have him in my life.
Washburn even spoke at Joe's wedding a few years ago. He says that Joe represents the first generation of Chinese golfers, self-taught players from humble backgrounds. That's changing. A new wealthy Chinese elite are setting their kids up with professional golf instruction from a young age and paying for those kids to compete internationally. And now because golf is an Olympic sport, the Chinese government is, gingerly, sinking money and resources into building a national team that can win medals. For its part, the PGA is now officially sponsoring a dozen or so tournaments in China. But success on the international front may take some time. Right now, there isn't a Chinese golfer with the name recognition of, say, a Rory McIlroy or a Sergio Garcia or Tiger Woods. But Dan Washburn says that, too, will soon change.
Yeah, I think it's something that golf fans are going to have to get used to, seeing a lot of Chinese names on the leaderboard. Maybe it's not going to happen immediately, but in the, you know, 10 years or so, I think it's going to become pretty commonplace. I think sportscasters around the world better brush up on their Chinese pronunciation.
By the way, Washburn notes, on the women's professional tour, a Chinese golfer's already won a major. In 2012, Feng Shanshan won the LPGA tournament. Still, Washburn notes, Feng can't even find sponsorship in her own country. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.